The president of the European Council says the European Union should grant the United Kingdom a Brexit delay. In a tweet, Donald Tusk said a delay would avoid the chaos of a no-deal departure from the EU next Thursday, Halloween, October 31st. That tweet came after British lawmakers rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's bid to fast-track his deal with the EU right after approving the actual deal. Here's opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn of the Labour Party speaking in the House of Commons today.
Does the Prime Minister accept that Parliament should have the necessary time to improve on this worse than terrible treaty?
Joining us now is NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. Frank, where are we now with Brexit scheduled to happen in just 8 days?
Well, what we're doing is we're really waiting to see what the EU says. I think that there will be some extension. The question is how long. One possibility is what they call a flextension, basically says get your work done, get the Brexit across through the Houses of Parliament, and then you can leave. Or they may say up until January 31st. Boris Johnson, of course, would like it as soon as possible. He actually did get this bill the draft deal through on a second reading last night. So that was a huge victory for him. He feels like he has momentum. He'd love to push it through.
And he's been saying all along that he wants to leave on October the 31st. I haven't heard him say, well, actually, now it'll be after that yet, right? Has he backed off?
Jeremy, it is almost beyond comprehension that it would not be after October 31st.
Right.
I mean, to keep this in mind, yesterday, the Prime Minister said to the House of Commons, I'm going to give you 3 days to go through this. It's 115 pages of legislation. It is one of the most consequential pieces of legislation that this country has faced, tried to work through in many decades. And the House of Commons balked and said, no, we need more time. Just as you heard Jeremy Corbyn saying there, they want to look at this very, very closely. It's very tricky. There are things that people have already found, opposition legislators have already found that they don't like in the legislation that they think could come back to haunt them. So they want more time to go through it.
Now, in terms of the EU, we heard Tusk say there that he thinks they should be granted an extension. But there are some messages coming from the French president, Emmanuel Macron. He doesn't want to grant the UK another delay.
Well, I mean, it would be an understatement to say that the European leaders are exhausted with all of this. And they never expected that the British political system would have this much trouble dealing with this issue, and it would go on for years. So I think Emmanuel Macron would like to see this end. That said, Brussels is very pragmatic and has been very shrewd throughout all of these negotiations. They do not want a crash out that could cause – no doubt would cause economic damage to both the European Union and the United Kingdom. But also they don't want to be blamed for anything. They don't want people like Boris Johnson to be able to say if things go badly, oh, it's all the fault of Brussels. So I think it is most likely we'll see some kind of extension soon.
Is a crash out even still possible at all at this point?
It's Brexit, so this
so
has been completely unpredictable. I will caveat it simply by saying I think that would be absolutely stunning. I don't think anybody sees that happening anytime soon, no.
Okay, now let's just talk about the politics of this for a minute, because the other thing that's being talked about is an early general election after what happened in Parliament yesterday. How would that help the situation, and why does Boris Johnson seem to favor a general election as soon as possible?
Well, his administration is divided over this, and it depends to some degree what they hear back from the EU. One way Boris Johnson could look at this is I think he is concerned that the more that opposition lawmakers begin to look at this deal that he's put together in the legislation, they'll pick away at it. They may amend it so much that it creates real problems for him. And so one thing he might want to do is he had a pretty good margin last night, Jeremy. He does deserve credit for a very significant victory. That said, he might think, go for an early election, get a much bigger majority. I can fend off all those amendments. I can get the deal that I want. And also run on, I'm going to deliver Brexit. That would be his campaign message. That's one thought. He might want to wait until later if it looks like it might be a longer extension. It all depends.
Just a few seconds here, but I have to ask you about the other news today,
sure.
Frank. 39 people found dead in a truck east of London. What do we know?
Well, what we know is that this truck came in overnight from a port in Belgium, and it was parked at an industrial park. They've arrested the driver of the tractor trailer, 25-year-old man from Northern Ireland. We don't know who these people are or where they're from individually, but they certainly seem to be migrants. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they may have suffocated in the back of this vehicle. And it's just – it's completely awful, Jeremy.
Yeah, terrible story. NPR's Frank Langfitt joining us from London. Frank, thank you.
You're very welcome.